But at this point, we're going to continue to do our series, which is the greatest commandment, love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, and soul. And Stephen started off with why loving God makes sense. And then Manny and Larry, they spoke about what must I do to inherit eternal life. Today, I'm going to continue with building your house on the rock. And we know as we grow up, we're actually building a house, our spiritual house, hopefully. So let me pray first. Great God in heaven, we thank you, God, for the opportunity to love you, serve you, or love you back, because you love us first. Thank you, God, for the church. Thank you for the brotherhood, sisterhood. May you bless us and continue to keep us, give us hope and strength. Help us in our faith. Continue, God, to help us to have joy in a crazy world, God. Father, at this point, may our hearts be open. May you speak through me, and may your words be spoken clearly, God. Forgive me for my sins, Father. I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. So today is graduation service, and we honor the achievement. This is a milestone in one's life. It took hard work and perseverance. It's an important step in building a career and a life journey. Jesus talked about Christians building their life. In Matthew 7, 24 to 27, the scripture read, "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and put them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the stream rose, and the wind blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the stream rose, and the wind blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash." Whenever you hear the word "therefore," you wonder, what did I miss? Right? Something was communicated earlier. Therefore, here's the conclusion, or as a result, or for this reason. Here are a few before the therefore he spoke about. In Matthew 7, 13 to 14, it was about the narrow and wide road, or wide gate. It says, "Wide is the gate, and broad is the road that lead to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate, and narrow is the road that leads to life, and only a few find it." Then he went down to truth, true and false prophet in Matthew 7, 18 to 21. It says, a good tree cannot be a good fruit, and a bad tree cannot bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus, by their fruit, you would recognize them. Then he talked about true and false disciples in Matthew 7, 21. He says, "Not everyone who say to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of the Father who is in heaven." Just a few of the messages before the therefore. All to say, we all have a choice. And I know Derek talked about choices a couple of weeks ago. We all have to make choices. What direction are you heading in life? What gate are you going through? A life with God or a life without God? All these passages is about salvation. Those who make it into heaven and those who don't. Similar, if you are in a classroom or a court taking a course, you have many students all working towards the goal of graduation. Not all will make it. A few will drop out. Some will fail and give up. It all depends on how well you pay attention and how well you stay on track, how well you produce assignments and homework. It can also be affected by life circumstances. Things happen. Therefore, if you hear the words of the professor or the teacher and you understand them, apply what the teacher says, you are a good student or a wise student in that sense. The message before the therefore was pay attention to this. Make sure you're doing this and not that. Live like this and not like that. The therefore is, you heard what I said. Now, will you be a wise builder or a foolish one? And it comes with consequences, good and bad. We have to make a choice. Will you be a fool and do it the Frank Sinatra way? You know the song, I did it my way. He did it his way, all right? It's not even God sentencing us to hell. It's not. It's all me. I want to walk on the road of destruction. I want to produce rotten fruit. I want to listen to false people. It's all me. Before you graduate, you had rules, right? You guys had rules. You had guidelines. You had deadlines to meet. You made sure you paid attention. You took notes. You studied. You practiced. You got extra help. From the time we knew right from wrong, we were building a foundation for our life in this world. Growing up, you were taught, be wise, eat your veggies, study hard, get good grades, have morals, get a good job, maybe even have integrity or have character. Important things in life, right? What about your spiritual life? You know, Christians are not trying to be like the world. We're not competing with the world. We're just not. Graduates, disciples, God wants us to live a life that has a biblical attitude towards the world. To see itself as something to preserve the world and light the world, not to become a part of the world. Your earthly knowledge and skills are to be used for God's glory and his will. The Bible says, offer yourself as a living sacrifice. He has given us everything we need for life and godliness. Now, let's get back to those two houses. You had a wise person build a house on a rock. Build a house on a rock foundation. What's the rock? It's obedient to God's word. Yes, the Lord is my rock. Jesus is the chief cornerstone. But I believe what our Lord is saying here is simple this. These saying of mine become the rock bed foundation of the church and his disciples. On the Mount of Transfiguration in Mark 9:7, you know, God said, this is my son whom I love. He said, listen to him. Whoever hear these words of mine and put them into practice, that's what he's talking about. But Hearing is not enough. You don't get credit for hearing. Even the demons know the scriptures, and they shudder like this. Hearing is not enough. When you put his word into practice, then you're being wise. Then you're building on a spiritual foundation. Luke 9:23 said, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. He didn't mean follow me around so I could feed you. Or I can bless you. I need a new car. He meant do as I do and do what I say. Just like a wise student that hears the professors or the teacher what they say and study it, applies it during a test. Speaking of tests, your validation on whether you paid attention is during the test. Likewise, when the rain came down, the stream rose, and the wind blew and beat against your house, that will be your test as a Christian. Will you stand? Will your house crash? Your obedience is really the only validation that you have salvation. I'll say that again. Your obedience is the only validation that confirms that you have salvation. Let's look at the foolish builder. This person built on sand. And when you were kids, we loved playing in the sand, right? What is sand? Building my house on sand would be like ignoring the word of God. Putting human opinions, human will, human knowledge, human philosophy, human wisdom above God's word. Even if we knew, or even when we know God's word, and you didn't put it into practice, you still don't qualify. Jesus said about the Pharisees, he told the people, do as they say, not as they do. Because they know the word, they just don't do it. If you feel you're in total control of your life, wait until the storm. That's when you know. As a disciple, things may seem good on the outside, may even sound good, but the test is when the trials come. That storm of life, will you fall apart? Will you jump ship? Will you remember what was said before the therefore and examine yourself? Am I a true disciple? Am I on the narrow road? Or have I drifted into self-pity, self-denial, self-focus, doubt, fear, speculation, assumption? Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Nobody understands. That's how we feel sometimes. I get that sometimes. Don't bother me. You don't understand me right now. Sometimes we can be unstable emotionally, feeling driven, sinking sand. Deep people hold on to every word from the mouth of Jesus. They seek godly advice. They want help. They want to repent. They're not afraid to look bad. We all look bad compared to Jesus. Everything that keeps me from faith, hope, and God's love, grace, is sandy foundation. Quicksand. Sometimes we can be in quicksand, or we can be in sinking sand and refuse to get help. We know some people that are in those situations, and we don't want to help them. Too much work. Their house is going to crash. And then we have some land agent. They're selling sand. Some false prophets, false teachers. They're selling sand. You can get it in a church. You can get it on the internet. They're selling false hope, false promise, fake dreams, false religion, all grace and no truth. You know, as parent, when we send our kids off to college, we have to make sure they have some kind of foundation, some truth about life and God. The wisdom of this world will take over them because they want to fit in. Building your house on sand means not doing what Jesus says, disobedient to God's command, God's will, and lack of trust in my Creator, the Sovereign Lord. I'm going to say a few examples of sand. And what I want you guys to do is say, sand. You ready? All right, here we go. If you're giving lip service, God say to forgive over and over and over, and you say, nope, I had enough. God say to reconcile, and you say, I don't feel like it. Devote yourself to the fellowship and to the breaking of bread, I'd rather not. If you're not trying to love the Lord with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, and love your neighbor as yourself, your foundation is on. Okay, you all graduated. It's just a matter of time. But repentance is awesome. Repentance is sweet. Try it. You know, John 8:31 says, if you hold to my teachings, you are really my disciples. Be a doer of the world, of the word, like James 1 says. Don't be self-deceived. God cannot be mocked. He sees and he judges the heart. As Christians, we are not trying to be like the world, compete with the world, or even keep up with the Joneses next door. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as if Christ was making his appeal through us. We are strangers and aliens of this world. The only way the world can tell the difference between Christians and non-Christians is our reaction and our response in tough situations. Whether we're going to obey or we're not going to obey. Are we going to cut corners and cheat? Anyone can act nice. Anyone can sound nice. That's what the world do, right? Until you get into a little scuffle or disagreement with them, and then their true colors come out. They're ready to blast you and cuss you out. Pray that we're not doing the same thing. So, you've got to understand, both men in this story heard Jesus' word. The storm hit both houses, but only one built on the rock survived. The same trial came to both of them. Both of them had rain. Both of them had flood. Both of them had wind. We all have troubles at times. As a Christian, you will face conflicts, trials, struggles. We will get sick, have loss, temptation, loneliness. We'll have problems on our job, problems in our marriage, problems with our kids, our parents. Will your house stand? Will it pass a test? Will you give in or give up or run away? Abandon the God of love, the God of this world. Will you turn back or turn your back on him? The foundation is what determined the outcome of the two houses. The problem is, you can't really see the foundation after the house is built. So you don't really know, right? But when you do experience things, the house on a rock will have peace and strength and comfort, and you will stand and not fall if you have built your house on the rock. Today is graduation Sunday, and we acknowledge the achievement of everyone that decided to seek higher education. We honor you. You've made a wise decision in seeking knowledge through education. It's a great foundation to have in the world, but your greatest achievement will be heaven. So it is even more important to be certain about your spiritual foundation, so you will stand firm in a storm which will come against all of us spiritually. Graduates, I applaud you. And I applaud every disciple in here that are standing firm. Give yourself a hand. At this time, we're going to take communion. If you don't have a cup, raise your hand and the ushers will come around and give you a cup. I'm going to read Luke 22:19. And it says, "And he took bread, gave thanks and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, 'This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" This morning, as we take communion, we not only want to remember Jesus, his sacrifice, we also want to obey his words. That is building on the rock. Let's pray. Great God in heaven, we thank you, God, for loving us, for sending your son to die for us, for giving us hope, giving us peace, giving us joy and faith, helping us to see beyond what we see in this world, helping us to know that you have a future for us, just like you had a future for your son after he's gone through his trials and he stood the test. Help us, God, to stand the test of the world. It is even getting crazier. But help us, God, to know that you are still in control. We pray for the fruit of the vine, and we pray, God, for the bread that we will remember every time we think of him, his sacrifice he made for us. We love you and pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.